Hey there, I'm Amanda Boleyn, and I am obsessed with all things time management, decluttering, organizing, and systems. I help moms simplify their business and household by creating rhythm and routines so that they can have more time and mental freedom. If you're a mom who is navigating both running your business and household, I can help. Let's dive in. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I am so excited that you are here just every single week. I love sitting down in front of my computer or walking and recording these episodes and just to teach and share some insights. So welcome if you're new here. Welcome if you are returning. Today's episode is all about doing less. Do less. And this episode was inspired by my clients and even myself, where in times of feeling overwhelmed, the key is actually to do less, not to do more, whether that is with your business. So instead of doing multiple offers, do less offers. And the reason being behind this methodology and thought process is that your brain only has so much computing power and capacity. And when you do more things, you will split your attention, you will split your focus, and therefore you will split your energy and ability to really go deep with whatever it is that you're working on. Again, whether it's personal or if it's from a business standpoint. And so the example that I gave about if you are feeling overwhelmed in your business, then where can you do less? Maybe you have too many offers and it's really about rather than doing four different offers, you cut it down to two different offers, or even three different offers is better than doing four different offers. I know I have found myself in the past in times where I did have multiple offers and then it was like, well, then I've got to write email copy for this offer and I've got to write a sales page for this offer. And every offer I was changing the tone of the marketing and the email copy and content that it was using and zapping more energy and brain power versus let's say if I have 100 units and I've got to split the 100 units across four different offers, that's 25 units of energy per offer versus even if I went down to three offers, I go from 25 units of energy to 33 units of energy per offer. And this is just really helpful in seeing that I could be way more impactful, effective, efficient by consolidating and minimizing the number of offers versus trying to speak to all people at all times. So I just share that as an example of encouraging you to find ways, especially if you are circumstantially overwhelmed, how can you do less? And I think sometimes it's feeling like if we do less, then we're not doing enough, and we get caught up in this cycle that because we're not doing all the things, then we're not significant and we don't have a strong enough worth. And I will tell you from friends and colleagues that I've had, those that have one, maybe two very specific offers in their business, kill it and they crush it and they work that same offer over and over without pivoting or without drastically changing it. And I share that because I want you to be inspired that maybe if you're in the beginning stages and you feel like your offer isn't quote unquote working, it's probably not the offer and it's more of the audience size. Another example of doing less is in your personal life, whether you want to see results from a fitness or weight loss journey, or you want to see results in your home that maybe aren't necessarily tangible, but ones where you want to feel more at ease and more at peace in your home and in your personal life, then maybe it is a need to do less and commit to doing less and decline events. And this is something that I am very personally aware of because I used to say yes to all the things, and I am naturally a people person. I enjoy being around people. I also very, very much enjoy being by myself physically to recharge and have my alone time, even alone from my husband and my daughter, just because I know for me that really fills my cup to just get some alone time. It doesn't have to be a lot, but I know that about myself. And so I know that I have to be keenly aware of my priorities so that I don't find myself getting caught into agreeing and saying yes to all the invitations and requests that I get and that my husband and I both get, which my husband is very much an Energizer bunny. He could be around people 100% of the time. He likes to have Friday night doing something, whether it's just going to a park or going to a park with friends. He likes to have Saturday morning going to a workout and like booked. He will book the entire weekend with friends and family and activities, which is great. And it's great for him. And so I'm only sharing this because we're all so different and it's important to know how we manage our energy and time. And so it sometimes can be to do less, especially when doing less will help us achieve our goals and also help us stay in line with our priorities. And so knowing the priority and also having the ability to say no to yourself or say no to even someone else that's requesting time of you. And when I say no to yourself, that could be saying no to yourself in terms of you're not letting yourself create multiple offers because you feel like it's going to work when in actuality it will dilute your efforts. And so when it comes to doing less, it's more useful and more productive to do less because then you're focused on one specific thing and you will then in turn get better results. And this is just really helpful in both personal and business. And so at the end of today's episode, I want you to think about, well, let me back up, not even just what can you do less of now, but also I think it provides an opportunity to see where there might be automation opportunities and delegating opportunities and cutting out, like I said, services or offerings that aren't profitable. For me, a year ago, up until about a year ago, last July, I was managing our real estate properties. And so if anyone tells you to buy real estate, it's passive income, it's not, it's work. Not that I believed anyone who said that it's passive income. I always knew there was work. But after managing the properties myself for 4 years, there was a period where I convinced myself, well, I've got it pretty oiled out. I've got systems in place. I've got my technology. Like, I don't really need to hire a property manager. And last year in the spring, I was like, I am definitely ready to hire a property manager because again, that was me spending my time and energy, my units of energy and focus and time that I'm like, I want to free that up so that I can use that to be present, more present with my family and take care of my health and focus on me and my family. And so that was a way for me to do less, was delegating and outsourcing that piece of my life. And while I'm still somewhat involved in the real estate, I am not involved in day-to-day and a lot of things. I stick to high-level meetings about once or twice a month. And that is, I went from spending easily 7 to 10 hours a week to now I spend probably no more than 5 hours a month in the business. And so finding ways to do less will actually create more in your life and it will provide you more margin. And so thinking about this is the call to action that I was giving before I've shared this story is think about in your business and life and personal life, like where can you do less where you just either eliminate it completely. So for example, you might just decide to eliminate an offer completely, or you might identify where can you automate repetitive tasks? And this might be automating auto shipment. Like, where can you have things automated? I know Amazon, they have auto shipment that you can set up. So again, set it and forget it. You don't need to spend time and energy thinking about things that you need, whether it's paper towels or things for the household or for business. Like, how can you set it and forget it? Then how can you delegate and find outsourcing opportunities, whether it's hiring a virtual assistant for admin work or maybe hiring someone in your home, whether that's hiring someone to come do laundry, hiring someone to clean your house once or twice a month or even weekly? How can you maybe hire out and use Instacart instead of going to the grocery store? And finding these ways so that you can free up your time to then allow yourself to be able to spend it how you want and how you want to invest that time or energy. So that is what I have for you today. Think about that question. Where can you do less? Where can you automate, delegate, and cut out so that you are creating more margin in your life with purpose? So knowing what are your goals and what is a priority. Some of you, this will like come at you really fast. You'll be able to see, okay, I need to do less of this. I need to do that. Like, what can I cut out? I know for me, when I am in a season of needing to cut things out, I will just mentally be like, okay, I'm not doing that. So for example, I keep going back in examples. I hope this is okay. Cause I keep thinking of, even though they're not on my outline, I think these are just really good to share. My daughter, she played soccer last fall. I mean, she was two last fall. Hello. It's very young. And so anyway, we got marketed to have her sign up for winter and then now spring. And we didn't do winter and we didn't do spring. And the reason being is because the clinics, if you will, they're 30 minutes long, were on Saturday mornings. And I just found that our Saturday mornings between my husband and I wanting to go work out and spend together time as family, it was just this hurry up, get out the door. And I'm like, I'm not at this season in our life. We have other priorities going on. And so we decided not to sign her up for soccer at this point. Now in the fall, we may revisit that based on, you know, what are our priorities? What's going on? What's Mike's schedule for traveling for work? What's my schedule traveling for work? Which right now I'm in a very full season of traveling for work, traveling for personal, and also having visitors in our home. And so I'm probably backing up to a little bit too much of a full plate in terms of the travel and visitors than I would like to. However, traveling and saying yes to work projects is helping me achieve another financial goal. And so therefore, it's also managing my mind around this. When I'm traveling and I'm on a plane again, it's okay, I'm doing this because I want to and because of the priorities and this season of life. And so now I'm getting into a completely different tangent when it comes to this podcast episode, but I wanted to share that because it's this balance and also just knowing what are the things that you can do less that will help you achieve your goals and your priorities that you desire to achieve. So think of those. Come hang out with me over on Instagram at Simplify with Amanda B. And also, I know I've shared in every episode and I'm going to continue reminding you, is that when it comes to managing your time and doing less, I've got this amazing short, sweet mini course for you. Head on over to simplifywithamandab.com/mini course. It's completely free. You sign up on Podia, you create this quick account, and then you get access to my workbook, which I believe is like 15 pages. So it walks you through, and then four different trainings that are less than 20 minutes long, but will be such an impactful help when it comes to the planning your week and making sure that you're protecting your priorities and getting things done. With that, I will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I encourage you to head on over to simplifywithamandab.com and dive into the other resources and podcast episodes that I have waiting for you. And if you really love this episode, I would be so grateful for you to leave a review right in iTunes, letting me know what you enjoyed the most about today's episode.